The thing is, Lizzie Lovett's disappearance turned out to be a totally big deal, which I almost realized in my first period Algebra 2 class, but didn't all the way realize like I should have. What happened was, I waited in the second floor bathroom until the bell rang. I figured if I showed up late to class, I could avoid the dance talk. And it totally worked, except for Mr. Bennett being all, "Is there a reason you're late, Miss Creeley?" Which was annoying, but not as annoying as having to deal with my peers. I hesitated, then decided to be honest. And by honest, I mean semi-honest, since saying you were hiding in the bathroom to avoid ridicule is generally the kind of thing that opens you up to more ridicule. Lizzie Lovett disappeared this morning, and my brother is totally freaked out, so I was trying to comfort him. From the front of the room, a painfully shrill voice asked, "Lizzie Lovett is missing?" The voice belonged to Michelle Adler, who I hated, not just because of her nails on a chalkboard voice, but also because she spelled her name with a Y, though I guess that wasn't really her fault. Also, I hated Michelle because in our last 4 years of high school, asking about Lizzie was possibly the nicest thing she'd ever said to me. Michelle leaned forward as soon as I sat down. "What do you think happened to her, Hawthorne?" I shrugged and didn't turn around. "I don't really care." "Seriously?" "Seriously." "But she might be lost." "She might be." "Or hurt?" "Or both," I said. "What if she's dead?" That's when I started to think bad thoughts. Like how I wish someone would replace Michelle's fancy shampoo with a drugstore brand. I wished she would suddenly forget the name of her 5 favorite songs. I wished every time she microwaved a frozen burrito, the center would stay cold. "Hello, Hawthorne. Don't you even care that a girl might be dead?" I spun around in my seat and stared at Michelle. "She's not dead. And even if she was, you don't care any more than I do. You're just looking for an excuse to be melodramatic. Leave me out of it." The dumb jock, who sits next to Michelle and whose name I could never remember, scowled at me. "What's your problem, Hawthorne?"
"Yeah,"
Michelle echoed. "What's your problem?"
This was a good question. What was my problem?